Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
How you is, Black Reporter?
I'm doing good, I'm doing good. What's up, world? How's everybody on the flip-flop doing?
What up, BTR? What up, my knuckles? I don't know, don't even ask me.
The reports of our death were greatly exaggerated. The reports, using an old Mark Twain line, the reports of our demise were greatly exaggerated.
Really? Really? I know. Okay, folks, so if you've been following us on Facebook, you know we've been missing for a minute. And one of the reasons why we was trying to do our own thing, but I don't know what's going on with that. We waiting for Black Reporter to beam up Scotty to the new age. That's what we
want. Oh, put it all in my lap, huh?
Exactly. Oh, oh. To beam up Scotty to the new age.
Of course. Yeah. And as always, as in government work, things are still in the workable stages.
Exactly.
So.
I got so depressed because I was so happy, but then we did our test show last weekend.
Yeah, it's
a blog talk, man.
It worked and it kind of didn't work, so. You know.
What'd you say?
I said it worked, and then it kind of didn't work. I'm hearing myself double here. I'm hearing feedback.
That's
Crush?
It ain't me. We back on
well.
TV off. You hear feedback, that's your business. That's your phone.
Exactly.
When you back on a regular, I ain't got no control over nothing in this.
I know.
You know.
I know.
You're
so how was your week, LaCrush?
My week is stressful. You know, stressing over everyday life. Excited.
Aren't we all?
Plans, but I'm excited.
Aren't we all?
Stressing all of the above, you know, all of the above.
You know, I must admit that these are the calmest 2 hours of my life lately. Because they're pretty much the calmest 2 hours of my life, other than when I'm sleeping, huh? Well, I mean, you know, single and trying to get ahead when there's nothing else out there, and you know,
mm-hmm.
we won't go into the laments of Black Reporter and everything. So, but
mm-hmm.
I'm just like everybody, every squirrel out there trying to get a nut, as the old saying goes.
Really, sounds good. Anyway, look like we got some people on the Liz line. Let me go ahead and bring somebody on. 504, who are you and where are you from?
Whoa, this Sean Love calling from New Orleans.
Sean, what's up, homie?
Oh, what's up, people? Playing with you.
Black Reports from the 337.
Oh, what's up, babe?
What's up, babe?
Now I'm at work right now.
Okay.
Working, man. How you doing, Sean Love?
I'm doing good, babe. Who is this?
It's La Crush Hearts. Y'all know who I am?
Oh, yeah. All right, yeah. I just was on Facebook.
I know who you're looking for.
What's up,
I know who you're looking for, huh?
No.
I'm looking for her. Cute in the face, in the way.
Oh my goodness, Sean, how's your week starting off?
Well, it's good, girl. I can't complain. If I did, ain't nobody going to listen.
There you go.
Preach. So tonight's topic, we haven't even got to yet, but thank you for calling. Where you work at?
Oh, I work at a restaurant on magazine in New Orleans called Joey T.
What y'all got that's good over there?
What you say?
What y'all got that's good over there?
Oh, everything. Red beans and rice, gumbo, fried fish, fried shrimp, oysters. Number
okay.
Soul food.
What was that, Crush?
No.
Popeyes don't count. Popeyes don't count when it comes to a home New Orleans restaurant like the one Homeboy works at. I will always give it to a home restaurant for sure. Is it a black-owned restaurant, bro?
No, it's not black-owned. Oh,
okay.
Italian run.
Okay. The Italian from New Orleans don't know how to do their food good.
All black cooks do.
Yep.
That's exactly right. It's not who owns it, it's who cook it. That's right. It's not who owns it, it's who cook it.
Yep.
So when you cook from your heart, you're going to always have good food.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. You cook, Sean? You cook?
Yeah, I've been cooking for about 13
that's
years.
That's my type of dude. When you come to New York?
I ain't never been there, but I'm supposed to be coming out there this year.
Yeah, you should come out there this year. Yeah, almost up, shit. Yeah,
I gotta come out there.
Shout out to the Panty Snatcher who just hit me up with a friend's request. Shout out to the 908, the 504, the 337, the 718, the 347, the 212, and all that good shit. Yeah. We got full line today. Okay, so Sean, let me get right into the topic because, you know, we need to get to that music set. The topic tonight is the online dating disasters. Now, I know you're on Facebook. Have you ever met anybody from online, whether it be Facebook, MySpace, a dating site, online booty call, anything like that, and just had a really good or bad time?
Or even a voice chat. Voice chat, you put into that office.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Telephone chat, the Mama Raven, any of those?
I never met somebody off the line.
Yeah.
Like a phone thing, but I ain't never met about the internet.
Okay, so the phone thing, same difference. I mean, phone, okay, so you met him off the phone thing. Was it a bad, good experience? How was that?
It was both. I had bad and I had good.
Okay, tell us one of your bad ones. Why was it a bad experience?
One bad experience, I went to go meet the person, and she tried to set me up to get robbed.
Ooh. That's not good.
That's not good at all. No. Damn.
Not good at all.
Damn, y'all, I be feeling bad for y'all. I do, I be feeling bad. So, that stopped you from meeting people? From there, like, how did you handle that right there?
I'm not. I ain't trip off that. That's good. It is what it is.
Mm.
They got good people in the world and they got bad people.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna start living my life because of that.
Right. Well, that's the only thing you can't do. That's a good thing. Don't blame us all. Hey, everybody, I'm calling live 347-989-0767. Share with us your internet dating disasters. Wow. Been robbed. What else? They funky, bad hygiene, anything like that. You can call us up at 347-989-0767. Press that 1, and then I know you want to get up on the air. All right, Sean, we're going to let you get back to work. You're going to listen in for a minute?
I'm about to the problem y'all going to be on, though.
We'll be on until
until 10 o'clock our time.
Yeah.
Oh, 10 o'clock. When y'all gonna be on again? Tomorrow? Or?
We'll be
Thursday.
Thursday. At
11.
Thursday.
At 10 o'clock our time.
You'll see it on my Facebook, babe.
I got you. Nice meeting you, dog. I'll holler at y'all Thursday. Y'all be cool.
Not a problem, babe.
Enjoy your night.
All right.
Okay, Black Reporter, you up?
I'm up.
You up. We know you got some stories. Go ahead. Share with us. We know you got
well,
or do you want to wait till we come back from that?
I'll wait till we get done. Okay, something short real quick.
Real quick, and then we'll come back to it.
Well, let's just say that I had quite a few who lied about their age, lied about how they were looked, lied about, you know, I mean, it's all about, you know, being honest and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when you're open-minded and open to everything and you get there and, wait a minute. Oh, the one biggest thing was when I talked to a woman who sounded cool. She was a thick sister, and I said, okay, cool. You know, this is where I live and everything like that, and, you know, and maybe we can hook up and everything, and why don't we go get in the park down the street? Okay, cool. And I got there, and I could see from a distance. I was walking up behind her, and she was a nice-sized sister and everything. Only problem was, sister wasn't a sister. Well, she was a sister. Wait. Nope, wasn't that. She was white.
Ooh.
She had the vocal patterns that, I mean, and she loved only black men. And for lack of melanin in her skin, you would swear she was black.
Ooh.
By the conversation she had and everything she liked, you know, she loved hip hop and everything, and you know, you would swear she was black, you know. So.
What? Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. That's it. So you know what I'm about to do? I'm gonna go ahead and play some music, then we're gonna come back and we're gonna put some more black.
Real quick, is Lady C somewhere around there?
I only have a 908.
Oh, okay, because I was going to ask you if you had a 225 in there somewhere.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. You know I know her number.
Okay, because you know that's who he was looking for.
No, that wasn't. He wasn't looking for her.
Yes, he was. Because he said so himself.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Well, I won't go into that like that. Okay.
Yeah, you need to go back and check the archives. But that's not what he did. All right, Black Reporter. Come back. We're going to go ahead and play The Whispers. Okay, that's not The Whispers. Wait, hold up, my bad.
I was about to say, I don't recognize that one.
It says The Whispers. I don't know. It's been a minute since I've been back. I'm so sorry. Maybe this is Teddy. I'm going to try Teddy now. Maybe this is Teddy.
All right.
Hey, hold up. Everything is backwards?
Hey, that worked. I wish it would rain.
All right, we'll play that. But that's not what I was trying to say. But okay. I love her. I am a woman who loves a woman. I love this one woman, and her name speaks to me through the softest of lips.
Baby, I love you.
I love you. I see in her what she sees in me.
I see you, baby.
My shining star. Her body is what I need. Every note in music cries when she hits her peak. Like the world, she glows while she's submerged in sheets.
Can you feel
I love
me?
To look at her. Don't want to talk anymore when she's in front of me. From the curl of her lips when she smiles,
kiss me.
To the sway of her thighs divine,
touch me.
I can't help but to watch her. I mean her sensuous beauty.
I see.
I am attracted, and damn, she haunts my dreams. My eyes are tracing the small of her back on down curvy thick hips looking sweet and wide. The look in her eyes smile warmly at me. I just realized I am in love.
I'm in love with you.
She speaks to me lovingly even when nothing is said. I am addicted to her. My beautiful opium dream makes even nightmares sweet. And I'll wait. Any time and any place for her to feel like I am who she needs.
Anytime.
She is my heart's song, and as violins play to her melody, I dance to the rhythm of her love,
make love
while notes beat against our skin.
Touch me.
She stands in front of mirrors and is never hung up on vanity, but recognizes self-love and she appreciates her worth, and watches the mirror reflect the body of this divine lady. I love knowing this is how she feels because she feels what I feel and she sees what I see. And I am her and she is me. And together we love and will die complete. Not narcissist love, but a woman's mind, body, and soul realize my opium dream is me. And with her, I am satisfied. The lesbian in me honors her verbally, loves her emotionally, respects her mentally. And physically, there's no hesitation to what good I'm capable of giving her. She, I mean me, the woman whose affirmation is to love indefinitely, respects her mind's creativity. I love her because she's four times the lady. My queen and my light who stays at my side, never strays and leaves me broken. She is my beacon. And hope floats off her touch, a true soldier to love, in our lifelong bond.
My beacon.
And with every fiber of my being,
with every fiber of my
I love her with all that is in me.
I love you, baby.
All right, we are back. You just heard Sexy Q with I Love Her. Black Report, are you with me?
I'm with you.
That's tonight's topic, share your online dating story. You can give us a call at 347-989-0767. I'm your lovely BW host, Mr. Paul Sharp. And my co-host.
And I am the one and only Black reporter.
Shout out to NSW27 that's joined us in the chat room. Shout out to Sean Love that has joined us earlier today, shared his little story. Dan is on the map. Black Reporter, when we left, you were telling us about, you know, your online dating experiences. Can I pick your brain a little bit?
Sure.
All right. Can you remember the first time that you tried online dating?
Damn. Let me fill you in on as far as that's concerned. At one time, it was just for chat, you know, and I had never really thought it was going to go anywhere else because at the same time, you know, I really never thought that it would go anywhere else. to be honest with you, and to be totally honest with you, on October the 27th of this year, I would have been a member of Black Planet for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
I know they don't give awards for that or anything like that, but just that's just to show you how long I've been in the game and everything. And, you know, it was just the idea of chatting and friends and everything, and it really didn't get serious as far as meeting and dating and getting to know people until I got separated and divorced and everything. And then, you know, people had one reason or another and everything like that. And one of the things is I discovered that you have to feel out your people as far as who you want to share certain things with.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the beginning, I just told everything out front, you know, everything mm-hmm. about me out front, and I felt that honesty was the best policy. Well,
yeah.
that's not necessarily true. It goes back to the movie with Tom Hanks, you know, and Jack Nicholson, you know. You want the truth, you can't handle the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And most
that folks Men of Honor,
handle.
I think.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Tom Cruise?
Yeah, Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And you know, people cannot handle the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they say they want the truth,
mm-hmm.
but when it sits there and stares them in the face, they don't know how to handle it.
Let me stop you for a minute. That is an interesting statement right there, because I, for one, think I have to, you know, think I'm the bluntest person I know, you know. If I ain't playing
mm-hmm.
the game, I'm going to let you know I'm not playing the game, you know, but I'm going
yeah.
to the truth that I know,
exactly.
you know,
exactly.
and you know, and I'm a true believer and true advocate of friends with benefits, you know. I don't,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, you know, if it becomes more, it becomes more, you know, but sometimes you want, which I've learned, is a term called casual intimacy.
Yes.
And basically, that's having the everything under the sun I would in a relationship, but yet I'm not committed to this person full. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know, he'll hug me, he'll kiss me, he'll give me that intimacy that I want, but at the same time, he's not my main guy.
Exactly.
You know,
well,
like if somebody else came along and their touch was a little smoother or their game was a little tighter, then I could just go ahead towards them and not worry because this person already know that we already in a friend relationship. You know, in a friend
relationship. That statement right there, I was going to say that statement right there brings me up to something I mentioned to you earlier. I heard on another talk show where they were arguing what was the idea between dating, or what was the actual definition of dating? One of the hosts said that dating was you are exclusively tied into that person. The other one said that dating for males is a beer and a steak. And until you date exclusively, that's when that's considered to be dating, and you don't go out your quote-unquote boundaries or relationship or whatever.
No, dating does not mean you're exclusively with that one person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that. They got their terminology messed up.
Mm-hmm.
As far as dating is concerned, you're doing just that. I made an event with you. I requested your presence at this certain time and in this certain place, and that's it. You know, I'm trying to get to know you. I'm filling it out. It's a, you know, dating is not, you know, I'm not in, you know, I made a social appointment with you. I made a social arrangement with you.
Exactly.
You know, we're going to this party or we're going to this movie but I think that it's right there. Like that date, that appointment, that particular time, that's your slot. I'm getting to know you. Now, if we take it a step further, And we become friends. Now, you don't ever want to hurt nobody's feelings and say that, no, we're not friends. You know, you're just somebody I fuck.
You get what I'm saying? Or you just somebody, you know, I don't care. Because, you know, when you share something with somebody as clean as having sex, that, I don't care who you are, what you are, you feel some type of way.
Yeah.
Okay. That's one and only. For you to have sex, you have to like this person. You get what I'm saying? For you to even be get your penis hard or your pussy wet, you have to be attracted to this person. So let's put that on the line. When I have sex with you, I felt some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
Now what I need to know, and sometimes people just don't know how to express that, you know, and that's where the signal is getting messed up. And that's when you say, oh, we're dating, this person thinks that it's exclusively just you and them. Well, no, actuality, you know. You know what I mean? We can do two different things, you know. What's this at?
Yeah, I'm back. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's basically what it is. Some of us don't know how to express ourselves, and that's where the communication, not that we're not talking, we are talking. It's just that you're not understanding what I'm trying to express to you, and I don't know how to communicate. I don't know how to express myself, let's say that. I know how to communicate, I'm talking, you're just not understanding what I'm saying, because the words I'm saying mean something totally different to you with music. You know?
You're right.
Bring in
the rest of our crowd, see what they think.
Or do we have
a crowd there?
Say what?
I said bring in the rest of our crowd or see what they think, or do we have a crowd there?
I would bring them if they were there, but they're not there. Once again, the numbers out there, they are 248-347-989-0767. Also, you can visit our website, www.phonefantasyradio.com. That's www.phonefantasyradio.com. Please excuse me, some of the links are out to date, but that will be fixed very shortly. So, Black Reporter,
mm-hmm.
When did you have your first week? How old are you?
Wait, repeat that.
When did you have your first week? How old are you?
We're talking about just demo date? Okay.
But you were first able to take a lady out and, you know, y'all was dating.
That was my junior prom, 16.
You're 16. Okay, so now you're in your 50s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in my, well, soon-to-be 30s, let's put it that way. Now, from when you were dating, 16, you had your first date up until now. You've done been married, you've done been divorced, you've done met different types of people, you know, you've done found out different stuff about yourself. Can you explain the difference it was from when you were first dating to when you actually became single again when you were divorced?
It is a totally, 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 totally different world. That's why you have so many older folks, and you have so many old. Okay, let me give you one side comment, side statistic. It's a sad statistic, but it's a true one. Do you know what the largest number of HIV cases, what age group and sex, the largest number of HIV cases are coming from?
Yeah, 18 to 24.
Huh?
18 to like 34?
No. No.
Really? All right.
Older females, 61 and above. You might say, why is that?
No.
Because for females of that age, they're losing their husbands, they're dating for the first time ever, because for all their lives they've been with these men and everything that they've had in their lives and taking
mm-hmm.
care of and everything else. And they're dating these new men in their lives, and these new men are not being honest with them about their partners. And by the same token, they're meeting people online and learning, you know, the tag,
the Black Planet, the online booty call. Yes, there are some who do the online booty call. The MySpace, the Facebook, and everything else. And, they, you know, they're trying to look for, you know, where's the best place to find. So it's a total turn upside down world. You know, you had your own little circle back in the 70s and even in the 80s, up until the mid to late 80s. It wasn't until the mid 90s that the internet just came up and just exploded. You know, I mean, you had chat rooms where people made friends, and you had Black Voices, which was separate from AOL then. It was its own little chat room, and Black Planet had one of the most popping chat lines around. And there was a chat line way back when called WBS, in which people made a daily thing of it. If somebody didn't show up during a particular day or something else, people will wonder, oh, where's so-and-so? Normally he's here by this time during the day. And that went out of business or anything. And then, have you seen the promos for The Social Network? The upcoming movie on Facebook?
Oh, yeah, 500. You can't get to 5 million friends without making some enemies or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And the owner sues the other one for $500 million or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, no. All right. Yeah. So let's say this. Okay. Now, I'm gonna say this. I started officially gay. I got my first official quote unquote boyfriend when I was 18. Okay. When I officially started dating, I was a senior in high school. Now,
okay.
Also, that time, I was introduced to something called the Mama Raver. In New York City, if you live in New York City, or nationally, I think it was, there was a phone chat, telephone chat called the Mama Raver, and it had the same number as the local local radio station. It had you know, some of the same numbers. It was like 1-800-223-9797. The phone number was like 718-223-9797. You know, and so, you know, you already had the numbers and you were just really dialing. And now I wasn't really supposed to get a phone like that, but I blew up that phone bill. Whoa, I blew up that phone bill. And I met maybe one person over there, two people over there at that time. Then I stopped calling, so that I went away. I actually didn't stop calling. I just went away. I moved to upstate, and I started calling another chat, and I met somebody else there by myself this time. And ever since then, I would have to say from 18 years old till about 25, from 18 to 25, you can actually say I was addicted to the phone. Okay? I had a name. I was known. You know, I had a persona up there. I went from the regular, you know, Black Reporter, they had to, you could leave a message, you know, back and forth with people. You make your little ad up, you know. And then it went from that to just going into what they call the live room. Now, I've talked about the telephone chat before on Phone Fans Radio. If you are a continued fan, you know more about it. But when I got my own spot, I found my own place. I was 21. I got my own apartment. All hell broke loose. I started meeting guys and everything. And that was the most, I like meeting new people, you know, and that was the most stressful time ever for me. And it just changed my whole perspective as far as men are concerned. I've learned a lot. I did learn a lot, though. I learned a lot, I got to say.
Why was it stressful?
It was stressful for the simple fact that, like I said, I was addicted. So
okay. People
know who you are, right? You know my voice, basically. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
If I called your house, you would know who I was, right? You
yeah.
didn't have to look at the ID. If I said, yo, what up? You would know it's the part. Oh, what up, what's up, you know? Well,
mm-hmm.
same thing on the chat room. Like, everybody got a distinctive voice. Sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. But
yeah.
I was so addicted to the chat room, I would fall asleep on the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's how addicted it was. I was in one room, which was 19, and I would play my music. I was DJing on it. That's what made me start Full Fantasy Radio, basically. You know, I was DJing on there, and I would fall asleep, wake up, still talking to somebody, fall asleep, wake up. We had times where we all gathered up at 7 o'clock in the morning to watch the same show on TV. It was ridiculous, Black Reporter. It was straight ridiculous, okay? When the computer came around and I got myself a computer and the internet, that's when all hell broke loose. There was only one picture of me out there, and it was my sound picture that I had on Black Planet.
Okay.
I can remember Black Planet since 1999.
Yeah.
And at the time, that was the only picture I had of myself, was my clown picture. I didn't know nothing about being in pictures or nothing like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, every dad was circling around, you know, but 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, at, you know, the time now, I look way different than I did when I was 18 as far as body type of picture. You know, facial wise, yeah, I still look the same, but, you know,
Let me ask you a question. And for those of you who don't know, Lady Crush is a supersized BBW. In other words, she's over 300, okay? And mm-hmm. were you that size back when you were 19 and everything?
No.
Okay.
I was half of me when I was 19.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. Give or take, yeah.
Okay.
I was half of me when I was 19. I was half the size I was. And, you know, I went through some things at the time, and I got really depressed, and I got really lonely. So the chat line was basically my solitude. That was my escape from, you know, some people get addicted to drugs. I was never one to do that. So at the time, the chat room was, that was my thing, man. I was on there hardcore. I'd get
mm-hmm.
off for a minute, then I'm right back up there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when it came down to it, I became a persona on it. You know, I called different chat lines. I had a different name on this one. But people that called, you know, news travels, you know. I yelled, I screamed, I did everything. I've been robbed by a chatliner. I've had chatliners call my phone and stalk me. I've had chatliners lie. I've had chatliners get on there and start rumors about me. It was crazy. I've even did some chat line dirt my damn self. But the thing was that, you know, you also made some friends off of there. Like now, to this day, I'm still good friends with somebody I met off the chat line in 2003. She happened to be a female. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm still good with her right now in 2010. But, you know, as you get older, things don't fascinate you as much. You know what I mean? Like,
I felt like, and then
what this is doing as far as, like, my data is concerned, I stopped meeting people outside. I didn't want to meet them outside. You know, if they tried to holler at me, I didn't want to talk to them. You know, but if you talk to me on the phone, yeah, I'm going to meet you. We're going to go out. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. But if I see you, it's like after I basically, you could say my whole dating style is based on what I've been through as far as a vocal chat line of concern.
In other words, if you sounded nice was different than what you look like. If you sounded nice, then we could talk.
At the time, yes. That's how it was at the time. Now I know better.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Everybody got their preference. I understand that. And what it also taught me is that I'm not everybody's preference.
True.
You know what I mean? And I know what you're saying as far as, like, you know, you want the truth, you can't handle the truth, because I kept it real. From the beginning to the end, I've always said my weight. I told them my height. I told them what I look like, because I learned on in the early age that even if you think the smallest thing don't matter, it does.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard so many stories, even while we were talking on the phone, we can sit up there and say, oh, we heard that girl. We know who that is. You know, people, so somehow they get found out. You know, and oh, I know who that is. Da-da-da-da. Oh, somebody's phone got cut off. Somebody's gas got cut off. We got this person's social. We know every neighbor that lives next to them. We know their family members who call them. We got their telephone records. We got, I mean, the chat line was in chat. And I, like I said, I learned so much as far as guys are concerned. And the one thing that I learned from the chat line, the one thing, if it didn't teach you nothing, it taught me this. Men are sensitive. It taught me that.
Yeah.
Because it, in a way, you know, you can say, some people say these people that do this, they're not normal in the head. They messed up in the head, blah, 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 blah. You know, everybody got their whole thing about this. Telephone chat, but at the same time, these are the same people that you interact with. These people held jobs. You know, they come to your house and service your phone. You know, they are gas. You know, electricians. They're electricians. They're the gas servicer. They're the telephone company representatives. People that you actually know and see, like they do whole daily jobs. You know, it wasn't just that person sitting there doing nothing. You know, like these people.
They actually have a life.
Yeah, they did hell job. They worked for the cable company. They were sales representatives for this company. Oh, they did this and they did that. They held down a job. Now, they were still functional. So at the same time, that means you done came across this person. And if you didn't know that they called the chat line and you talked to this person, that person would be considered normal to you, right? So in that instance, this person is just as normal can be. You know, regardless of that fact that he's calling the chat line for hours or talking to me or whatever, whatever, that's what happened. So you can't tell me this person's not normal. So therefore, it's like that was my justification for it. Like, these people are mentally, you know what I mean? Like, they are sensitive. Men are sensitive. That was it. And now that I apply that to my daily life and I'm no longer a chat addict, you can't even get me to call in no more. You know? I didn't even think about calling the chat line. You know, I barely meet people off on the internet, you know. But, you know, it's just that's my golden rule, and I live by that rule. And I tell everybody, like, if you don't know nothing, that's something. But nobody was there, no female was there to tell me that I had to learn that the hard way, you know?
Yeah.
That's the thing. But anyway, folks, enough of me babbling. We are talking about online dating, telephone dating services, stories, whatever the case may be. You can give us a call at 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. Call us up, chat with us. You got Black Reporter and the Fresh Heart holding down. And we're going to get into this next second song set. And I'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Done rough. Here we go. About to change the game. Come on. Done rough. Selena J. 02. Get him out. Hot chick. Get him out.
Closer. body, baby.
Turn my music up. Up some more. Up some more. Up a little bit more.
Bye.
sure I've been in love a time or two. In the end, I still chose you. No one could ever make me feel this way. That's why it's killing me what we're going through. Somehow, between me and you, our love would stand the test of time and never ever fade. But we're not making love no more. We're not even trying to change. Tell me how it slips away. Does it ever stay the same? We don't even fight. A love that goes on happens every day. And we're losing it, right as we speak. And here we go, we go, just a memory. Time gone past, a love that sails.
Making Love No More by Drew.
We got Pussy with us. 9 minutes remaining. On this Platinum Show. Tonight's show is online dating and disaster. Rocker 4, are you there with us?
I'm here.
Online dating, stories, disasters, all of the above. Is that me or are you freaking?
What was that?
You hear that tweaking? That beeping noise?
Hold on a second.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, I was on my speakerphone. What was that again? Crush?
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear loud and clear?
Okay.
I think what you may have heard, I was on my speakerphone, and I just got a message from your good old friend that who we haven't seen in a while, Madame Brick, who was on her way over. So she said that she would pass by just to say hi, whatever.
Okay, cool.
So.
Oh, well, it was like a chirping sound. That's what I was wondering about my phone. Your phone, the natural speed phone. I mean, I don't hear it no more.
Yeah.
That also breaks in 30 magazine radio. All right, so.
Well, as the old saying goes, hold on for 1 second. This is Blog Talk Radio, and you're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio on Blog Talk Radio. This is the Black Reporter along with LaCrush Hearts, and you can reach us at 347-989-0767, 347-989-0767. It is 10:02 on the East Coast and 9:02 in the Central and 7:02 on the West Coast if you're listening to us all the way over there.
Mm-hmm. And if you're not in the U.S. of A., I'm bad.
That's good. That's
you
good.
You got your time, wrong.
We can't calculate that far. Anyway, where were we now?
Oh, boy.
Brick? I'm not Brick. Crush? Where were we?
I was just ranting. Down from ranting.
Okay.
I was going to rant about online dating and things like that. I want to share an online dating story with y'all. All right. So, like I said, I've been robbed. All right, I've been asked for money. You know, they come here, they ask you for money, then they walk out with all the money. One guy, I met, he spoke on the phone, he had a nice employee, a nice one. You know, he was an old cat, actually. You know, he was in his 30s at the time, and I was in my mid-20s. So he was like, you know, well, come by. So he came by, and at the time I was cooking, you know, I don't normally cook, so you know that about me. I kind of what y'all see is this little fast food thing. So at the time he told me to come by, I was cooking. So I was in my kitchen. So, you know, well, the problem was, you know, like,
okay.
So I'm in the kitchen making his cake. He found a way to ask, he found the nerve, I guess, to ask me if he could get some money to go back home. If he borrowed some money to go back home. Now, I already knew I was not going to see this man again. But, you know, I'm not willing to have anybody stranded, you know. I didn't want to say, oh, I can stay here until the morning time. No, you can't. You know, I went at first, whatever, got some money, handed him the money, and, you know, the man had to go check the school. So I'm back in there. I
And that was on AOL?
Yeah, it was AOL.
Okay.
But you know what I noticed, though? The chat line is not what it used to be. Chat room, not chat line, the chat room. The chat rooms are not what it used to be. Everybody that's talking at one time, Yahoo used to be big with chat rooms, you know?
Yeah.
They had
their
little group, and you had a little chat room next to it. Then all of a sudden, they just stopped it. They didn't really stop it, but they just changed it around. And ever since,
well,
I couldn't find a good chat room. Like,
well, the what happened was the foreigners and the freaks started getting into the chat room. And when I say freaks, I mean way freakier than we would ever think of being.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
You know, they just took over the chat rooms in both AOL and Yahoo to where, you know, you wouldn't be caught dead in either one. So that's the situation there. So, but what we're doing right now is talking about pluses and minuses in online dating. You want to give us a negative story and a good story from your experiences, Shirley?
Oh, my gosh. Where do I begin? negative experience. Let's see. Met someone off Black Planet.
Okay.
And, you know, we talked for a while over the phone. Finally met in person. Everything he told me was a lie. For one, he lived with mother in Section 8 housing. Didn't have a car. Didn't have a job. So, and then we were supposed to spend a weekend together. After I said all the violence, I said, no, forget it. We can't talk anymore because it's all a lie. It's not because of your circumstances, it's because you're just lying. I can go around the circumstances. Just don't lie to me. And then so he you know, tried to see me another weekend. Stole his mama's car to come see me. Was drunk driving. Got arrested. Mom called, got impounded. She calling me, screaming, cussing me out, calling me all kinds of names because I made her baby boy do all this kind of mad, crazy stuff. So, that was the negative.
Shirley, I know you've been this, but I'm gonna say it anyway. That it was that smell of your poo-yang that made the boy go over the TV.
Whatever, you know. Whatever. I'm not gonna comment on that. But I think the plus would be you, Francis, because we're still friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And like I said, we met back in 03, and we're still together, and, you know, I have a feeling we're going to be together for the rest of our lives.
Almost definitely.
Yeah. So. Anyway, and I was telling Crush about Lady C, how, you know, Lady C and I, we met on Tagged, and, you know, that's, we met that there 3 years ago, and even though we know that we would never actually be married because our faiths go in two slightly different directions, we will always be there for each other as far as friends are concerned, you know, and we just would never, it is a thing that will never happen. We just know this. So it comes to that type of situation. You know?
Married.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, the thing
Lady
is.
Lady C don't sound like somebody that want to get married. Again. Lady C doesn't sound like somebody
that want
to get married again.
Well, the thing is, you know, and when you get to our age, and you're not there yet, but you don't really want to go through all the rigmarole. You know, no, I don't want to be a player no more. No. That's too much work for too little pleasure.
That's a good best way to explain it. Too much work for too little pleasure. Damn, I gotta use that. I gotta Facebook that.
All right, folks, you can join us up on Facebook. As a matter of fact, now I mentioned it, facebook.com/PhoneFantasyRadio. Like us, or you can just hit me up personally, Fresh Heart. That's LaKrushHearts. Phone Fantasy Radio with Fresh Heart.
And
I mean,
you can hit
Facebook.
Me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Facebook at Facebook with BLKREPORTER, Black Reporter. It is now 15 minutes after the hour right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we're talking about online dating misses and bisses, I guess, if you want to call it that. So you can call in 347-989-0767. Share with us your good stories and your bad stories. We don't want to leave anything out. Have you met somebody online? Facebook, tag, Black Planet, telephone chat. So please call us up and share with us.
Speaking of which, if there are any good stories out there, if you found your spouse and you're happily married, let us know. We want to know.
And if you miss the show and you hear us, you can always call in to the Phone Fantasy Radio hotline and leave a message and share or comment on any of the topics that we've had. 347-855-7372. That's 347-855-7372.
What has the chat room been saying, or has the chat room been empty?
Chat room is closed. Yeah, chat room is empty, so the chat room is closed. So with so Black Reporter. What will be you're gonna meet somebody now. Now you're gonna meet me or no, not even me. Now you've been talking to somebody. What are your five top rules for meeting somebody offline?
Okay. In a chat introduction that I used to say, I will say that I am looking for a full-figured Black female who is intelligent, independent, and intimate. Those are three. Number one, you know, it's nice if she loves sports. Doesn't have to, but if she can tolerate sports, that's a wonderful thing because I love sports. And if she loves reading and music, that's another good thing. But I just gave you my top three. Intelligent, independent, and intimate. You know? That's the most important thing.
All right. So,
and you, Crush?
Oh, I'm difficult, okay? Because first of all, I'm difficult because first of all, you got to catch me in that mode where I just want to meet you. You know, sometimes I don't want to meet you.
There's a radio somewhere. There's a radio somewhere. Who has a radio on?
Sometimes I can't tolerate you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Sometimes you got to catch me in that moment. It's
let's do that.
No, you got to catch me in that moment. Because sometimes I'm very talkative. I want to chat with you. And then that fades away because everybody's talking about the same thing. So I guess you would have to come with me. You have to come with me creative. You got to be funny, first of all. You got to be funny. If you ain't got a good sense of humor, I can't work with you.
Okay.
It's not that I can't work with you. I'm not trying to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not. If it's not that, I mean, I really don't know. I'm very picky. I'm very, 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 very picky. First of all, you gotta
that's a lot of theory.
You gotta have a picture. Gotta have a picture. I gotta see a picture of you. There's
yeah.
too many sites, too many, too much technology out there for you not to be able to give me a picture. Don't tell me, oh,
amen.
I ain't got no this and I ain't got no that and da 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 da. No, everybody can put a picture out. There's no internet cafes, only a dollar. You know, like you can get a picture out there. This is a phone camera, TV. So I mean, that's my number one. And, you know, it gotta be that. Secondly, I would have to say sense of humor. Everything. Please talk to me other than sex. Okay, if you're talking to me, I already know that you like me or you want to do this to me, blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. Can we go beyond the fact that you want to eat my pussy or you want me to suck your dick or can we get beyond that? Can we talk about something besides that?
Exactly.
And I think those are my topics.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't talk no more. Oh, I want to see your cam, but you ain't got a cam. That, you know, it just, oh.
It don't go that way.
Oh, that's how I feel about it. Anyway, and as we're speaking about social networking, a juror posted on Facebook, going to be fun to deliver a guilty verdict, and the attorney's son spotted the comment. So, you know, now he's in hot water. Did you see that?
Wait, repeat that again?
A judge removed a juror from a trial in suburban Detroit after the young woman wrote on Facebook that the defendant was guilty. The problem, the trial wasn't over.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, yeah, that would disqualify her real quick.
Yeah.
She could be found in contempt when she returned to the county circuit court Thursday. 20 years old, was a juror in a case of resistance arrest on August 11th, a day off from the trial, and before the prosecution finished its case, she wrote on Facebook that it was, quote-unquote, going to be fun to tell the defendants they're guilty. The post was discovered by defense lawyer, son. The judge confronted the lady the next day and replaced her with an ultimate. You don't know how disturbing this is, the judge said. A message-seeking comment was left for on Monday, she had responded that. I would like to see her get some jail time, nothing major, a few hours or overnight. That's what the defense attorney said. This is the jury system. People need to know how important it is. The son discovered a comment while checking jurors' names on the internet. He works in his mother's law office. I'm really proud
wow.
of him.
Okay.
Well, I guess that's on their to-do list now. Like, they can check Facebook, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah. Well, you remember me telling you something also going into the news. It was reported that a Venezuelan gentleman who is running for a political office in Venezuela is trying to raise some campaign funds. And he's trying to raise these campaign funds in a very unique way. He's holding a raffle, and each ticket was you can buy a ticket for about $6 American. I don't know what it is, Venezuelan. And what he's raffling off, he is raffling off the right to have a free surgery of breast implants.
What?
Yes.
Okay. Lady C is in the building. Lady C is here. I just wanted to say that because I did unmute her and I forgot to say
was that a gas in the background?
Trifingly late, if that's a word. Trifingly late, but she is here. What's up, Lady C?
Oh, nothing much, nothing much. Just trying to make you.
Your buddy from the Crescent would stop by and tell you hi.
Oh. Did he leave his number?
I want to say, let me just say this real quick. Claiming no victory, President Barack Obama formally ended the U.S. combat role in Iraq after 7 long years of bloodshed, declaring firmly Tuesday night, it's time to turn the page. Now, he said, the nation's most urgent priority is fixing its own sickly economy.
There is one note that you won't find in that report, Lady C.
What?
One note. The only note you won't find in that report is the fact that he went easy on the previous president, whose name I won't mention at this time.
He did.
He went very easy on the previous president, where he could have ripped him a new one.
Yeah.
But you know, he went very easy on him, and people are going to be talking about that
but
after years.
But you know what that is, right? We can't afford to keep him over there.
No.
True.
Now the old president, like, when he got into office, we had, we severed all our debts, right? And we actually had a surplus in the budget.
Yeah. Put together by one.
As soon as he got into office, okay, I can understand the state that we were in to begin with. I guess after a certain time that it lingered, you know, for his whole career that is lingering. You know what I mean? Like, after you capture this guy and you did what you did, and, you know, that was like, we had to leave from them.
Hmm.
You know?
But this is something that Senator Barack Obama promised when he was a senator, that he would end this war by the middle part of his first term. He made a promise to the students at Xavier University, the only black and Catholic university in the nation, that he would come back right at, you know, when he became president to show how important that university was. He went there as Senator Barack Obama for their commencement address in 2006. He came back as president on this past Sunday and celebrated the 5th anniversary. And today he is also doing something else to put in his list of accomplishments that people seem to forget that he's done. I mean, people want to keep saying that he's a communist and he's a Muslim and everything. He's a socialist, but he's solved the healthcare problem. He, not totally, but at least he's got to a point where we can work on it. He's working on the economy as we speak, and the economy has been in such dire straits to where it took us 10 years to get us into this pit, and to expect us to be out of this pit in less than a year is totally wrong. It is totally wrong and totally unappreciative of what the worker president's doing, you know, and the fact that he's gotten us out of this open-ended conflict in Iraq, he still has 50,000 troops to get out, but seeing that we had 172,000 there, and, you know, we've lost 4,000 men who, 4,000 men and women who've given their all for us, and, they deserve to be remembered always. But the situation is, we have to remember, this man President Barack Obama has done a lot of great things for this country. And if he decides to become a one-term president, which I wouldn't fault him if he did, because he doesn't need all the drama.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't need all this drama. I'd vote him if he run again, but if he doesn't run, I don't blame him.
The question is, doesn't mean you have to
make
me right.
Bye.
Hello?
I'm listening.
Oh, I'm done.
You know how you do.
This is one for the black and
friends. You gotta let us know, because we know.
Nope, I'm off my soapbox.
I can't wait till you start your own show.
Why is that now floating in the air so much?
Because you are very...
Because you know you want to do it. No, wait, don't front. It's not that it's floating in. You know you want to do it. You don't want to do it? You don't want to do it?
You know you want to.
Exactly. You know you want to do it.
I plead the fifth.
That doesn't mean a thing.
You ain't got a lot, Black Patrol. You ain't got to lie for instance.
Please
you
don't come to your show and take over your show.
Knock me out the box, right? Next thing you know, this show's gonna be pulled from the cubby hole. What?
What?
My intro is going to change from the cubby hole.
Hey, Tima, that's not mine. Don't show up like
that. Y'all a trip. Y'all are seriously a trip.
The Black Reporter coming live from.
Exactly, right? New Iberia, Louisiana.
And the topic of the day is.
Oh, boy. That's all I can say to that. Oh, boy.
Are blacks really into politics?
Baby.
Is OJ really guilty? Like, what type of water you going to show us these topics, boy? Crime rate, is that a new goal? What type of
water? I didn't say a word.
Give
it to us, boy. Yeah, all the news, all the time. And then there'll be a crazy
show. Did you watch the Boondocks?
Now, that's one thing I do totally love is Boondocks.
I know. You need to hold your own Boondocks. Is the language there too strong for our children to listen to?
No. My kids were the ones who turned me on to Boondocks. So what am I talking about?
All right, let me get into this next one set. We got a half an hour remaining on the clip. Oh no, we got 26 minutes remaining on the clip. We're gonna play these last two songs of the night. Then we're gonna come back and we're gonna close it out. Sound like a plan, Black Reporter?
Sound like a plan.
All right. We got Lady C on the airwaves and Shirley on the airwaves. And I'm going to run a band in the bed now. All right. Enough of that.
All right.
All right, can y'all hear me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I've been yelling at y'all. Oh, my recorder's not even...
No, I'm here now.
Yeah, you done hung out at cars. I'm sitting up there yelling at you.
Well, but the thing is that for some reason there was a serious reverb and it blew my ear out.
Oh, I'm sorry, folks. That was my fault. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
But
what
I was getting ready to say was I knew there was something that I liked about you, that we you and I kind of like we do like the same music. You know, not only do we like that song from Michael Jackson's, which album was that from?
Invincible, baby.
Invincible. I love the song, The Lady in My Life. And what made me love that Michael Jackson song, The Lady in My Life, even more was when Stanley Jordan came out with it in jazz version. And Stanley Jordan, for those of you who don't know, is a jazz guitarist. And he plays the hell out of that song. I mean, and you fall in love with it too when you hear it. But it's about maybe, I want to say, 5 years old or so. But it's an excellent song. So.
Okay.
Anyway, are Shirley and Lady C still there?
Yes. Still here. They're not going to leave us. They are road dogs. Everybody got entourage. They are road dogs. They ain't going to leave us.
We actually have an entourage. Oh, wow. Yes. Yippee. You saw my reaction?
Yippee!
I'm so excited.
Right before you still got that pizza?
Huh?
Take your side? Or you let me
I
grow
still
right
got
out?
What?
I said you still got that low season with the take your side, or you let it grow back out?
No, it's still cut low. I mean, I'm not letting it grow out, no.
I'm still waiting for those pictures that never came, right, y'all?
That is on Mimi.
Uh-huh.
Because she was the one who took them, and as a matter of fact, I asked her today, where are the pictures that we took on her trip this way? Now, mind you, she's been having vehicle problems and everything, and hasn't been feeling well. As a matter of fact, she went to the dentist today, so hopefully she's... maybe listening in and feeling better, but when I get them, I'll make her put them on Facebook, and y'all can see them on Facebook and everything.
Shout out to DJ Mimi Cat, representing Buffalo.
Anywho, and also her hubby,
Aaron.
Just an Aaron Grant.
Yeah. We gotta put a damn government out there for a black reporter for too.
Huh?
Nothing.
None, huh?
Don't even want to look at all that. Nothing. Not even famous.
None, huh?
Nothing. Huh?
Huh?
Oh, gigantic.
12 minutes before the top of the hour, y'all. 12 minutes left in the show. And give us a call, 347-989-0767. Please, somebody, call in here and give us some sanity among these four knuckleheads that we have.
You know what, Black Reporter?
Hey.
I got control of the board. Now you got to call back in. That's how insane I get.
I am.
Okay,
Outright silly.
They used to call me Crazy Crush.
But now they just call me Crazy.
From New York. I didn't catch all of your show. I caught part of it, but I'm definitely going to listen to it again online. It
Thank
seemed like
you.
A very interesting show tonight.
What's your name?
Skylar.
Skylar? Okay. Thank you, Skylar, for tuning in. I'm sorry you only caught the ending. Well, you know, we're just silly mofos out here right now. We about to wind it down. I'm the Crush, and we have Black Reporter.
I'm Black Reporter.
And we got Lady C.
Hello.
And we got Charity.
Hello.
We the Phone Fantasy Radio crazy mofo crew.
Well, I've tuned into your show before. I've heard a lot, and I'm like, okay, it seems like an interesting show, and tonight seems to be one of the most very interesting ones. I caught part of it. I guess someone was speaking on how, you know, what they like and what they're looking for in the person and so on and so forth. But
our show tonight was basically online dating disasters, good and bad, really. Just like people that you've met online, we would share stories back and forth. And what you heard there was basically what's your preference when you're meeting somebody offline? Like, what would you
definitely
like?
Definitely.
Yeah, you know. So basically, that's what that was. We only got 5 minutes remaining in the show. And I'm glad you're still listening. You can visit our website, www.wholefantasyradio.com. And, you know, we'll be back on again Thursday at 11 p.m.
Can you give us something real quick about your situation, about one of your online situations?
I had one online relationship with somebody. I'll keep her name to myself, but it was a very good relationship. enjoyed it. I fell in love. It was great. We're not together as of now, but honestly, I really have no bad times with this person. Everything was good, and we talked, we shared, and to this day, we're still apart in each other's lives, so I guess it's still good, depending on who you meet.
Yeah, exactly. I've
met some opposite people who I wish that made me just want to throw my computer out the window.
Well, I don't want to hear about.
Also,
you know, if you're talking about those that you've actually met physically, like I've taken a chat room to the street.
Yeah, that one it started. Oh. I can honestly say I've never had any physical ones where it had to go that far, but it was just one person who just really made me want to just erase my name, change it, move to a different state, you know, take up a whole new identity.
That's the story we really want to hear about, but that would have to wait till Thursday.
Why y'all so bad? That's not true.
But, it's bad because, you know, some people who you meet, you think people are okay and everything is right. And then, you know, within a month, they're talking about, oh, I want to get married. I want to have, you want to have children. If we don't have children, then it's going to be X, Y, and Z. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
I just found out what's your favorite food. So,
exactly.
Where'd you come from?
I met some folks like that. I've definitely met some folks like that. I've actually had a man make a song about me. Oh, boy. One day I might play it.
Wait. He wrote a song about you?
He wrote a song about me. Yes.
Oh, my God.
He wrote two songs about me. I think I want to play. Then in the next breath, he cursed me out. I think I'm going to play both the song and the voicemail.
Wow.
Yes, I think I need to do that. Oh, boy. Wow. He wants me in progress. He wants to marry me. He wants me to have his kids. All that.
Well, like you said, it's some good with the bad.
Exactly. You got to take that as a learned experience. That's about it. Well, folks, we got 2 minutes remaining on the line. I want to thank Skylar from New York for tuning in and calling up and sharing. Really do appreciate
the love.
Shirley from the 757, always a pleasure. I'm triflingly late. That's a word, yes, lady. And the one and only fact reporter.
Thank you, my dear.
You want to sign us out like a said?
Yes, I will go ahead and sign us off, and everybody have a good evening. And once again, I'm just sort of blank.
Thursday, 11 p.m., y'all, right here.
Y'all got me all nervous. Let me just close out tonight by saying have a good evening. And we're going to talk to you again next Thursday night. Right here, 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. Joins right here, 347-989-0767, 347-989-0767. And for some reason, I just drew a blank on my own outro. But folks, have a good evening. But time is gone, has ceased to be, there is no more. Yesterday is gone, forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet, don't worry about it. Today is here, make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If Crush didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything that she played. Now go around and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while, that little while being Thursday night at 11. Remember, you are in and we are out.
Good night, everyone.
Bye. Later, y'all.
Later.
Bye-bye.